Medicaid is a joint state and federally funded health insurance program that covers people with low incomes or disabilities. More than 70 million Americans, including children, rely on the program to get critical care. Here in Alaska, one in three residents is enrolled in Medicaid. President Donald Trump's recently passed budget bill includes significant cuts to Medicaid spending and changes how Alaska must administer the program. In Juneau, that's going to affect the city-owned Bartlett Regional Hospital. CEO Joe Warner says, in a worst-case scenario, it stands to lose between $3 to $4 million annually in Medicaid spending once the law goes into effect.
I don't see this as the end of Bartlett. It might be a tough for a period of time. We will survive. We will continue to provide good patient care to the residents of Juneau.
The new law will mean that most Medicaid recipients will need to meet certain work requirements to qualify for care. It will also compel the state to increase its eligibility checks and monitoring of recipients. Those requirements are expected to begin as early as January 2027, though the state plans to apply for waivers to push that compliance back to 2029. The Alaska Department of Health retracted a recent estimate that Alaska could lose up to $500 million annually in Medicaid spending due to the cuts. Now it's saying that the full impacts of the changes is complicated to project because many Alaskans will be exempt from the new requirements. Officials say they are working on updated estimates. Warner says Juneau's hospital will use the meantime to financially prepare for the changes and figure out what they will look like in practice.
And with everything healthcare, all you have to do is try to be in this position where you're able to survive.
Last spring, the hospital faced a multi-million dollar deficit that threatened bankruptcy. Its board controversially chose to reduce staffing and shut down multiple programs to keep that from happening.
We're in a much better place than we were a year ago. So as long as we keep on our trajectory and we're able to sustain our financial viability that we've seen over the last 12 months, we should be able to build some reserves up to weather the storm.
The bill included $50 billion towards what's called a rural health transformation program, which is aimed at offsetting the loss of Medicaid spending in rural areas. Warner says that funding could help Bartlett, but for now, a lot is still unknown. A spokesperson for the other major medical care provider in Juneau, Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SERCH, says it's still assessing the impacts of the bill on its services. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.